With me in the studio are Johanna and James Morris, co-owners of Cincinnati Quest Martial Arts. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having us, Lee.
Johanna, in the email you sent me about your martial arts school, you mentioned that you came from, quote, the visual arts, painting, drawing, and running an arts education program for the Santa Fe Art Institute in New Mexico, and there was a focus on social justice through the arts. I'm very curious about what you were doing in Santa Fe. Please share.
After college, my first job out of college was as the director of an education and outreach program with the Santa Fe Art Institute. And the focus of the Santa Fe Art Institute was to bring in artists both into Santa Fe from around the world. And my job specifically was to bring artists into the schools to teach interdisciplinary arts workshops, getting students to tell their stories and engage in academics through art making. And I was a painter and a drawer. I was making images that I hoped would help people become more embodied. In a world that's so digital, I wanted to make images that helped people be physically in the world. And in a workshop with an artist, Alfredo Jarre, I was lucky. We brought in artists from all over the world, and I was so lucky to be invited in to take those workshops. So Alfredo Jarre, he's an installation artist. He works with video and creating immersive experiences for people. In that workshop, he asked us to choose an issue that was the most important issue that we thought we could address within our community. And as someone that was working in the schools with young people, I was seeing the effects of violence on those young people's lives. And the violence that they were experiencing at home and in the streets was getting in the way of their education and was causing them to engage in lives of drugs and alcohol as coping mechanisms. And then unfortunately, often they were becoming violent themselves. And so as my most important issue that I could see addressing, I wanted to help to curb that violence. So a friend of mine introduced me to the work of Stephen K. Hayes. He's a martial artist who has brought the art of ninjutsu to the United States. And his focus is creating a self-defense and personal empowerment program. So I was training at a distance with him, reading his books, watching DVDs, coming to Dayton, Ohio, which is the headquarters of this martial art, to train with him. And then I eventually moved out here so that I could train full time and learn the self-defense program to then be able to deliver to young people.
And James, tell us your background here.
Well, I'm actually from Washington State, so Johanna and I met here in Dayton at Mr. Hayes' school. But for myself, in a similar fashion, I was interested in a type of art. I wanted to be a writer when I was a kid. I wanted to be a writer and a martial artist. And my motivation, primary motivation for being a writer was, as a kid, reading these books, I found very transformative. It was important to me to have that kind of experience in life, look for ways to grow as a person. And as I was getting older, I wanted to do the same for folks. I wanted to find ways to help people transform. And so I started as a writer. And like Johanna, I was familiar with Mr. Hayes' work and his process for transforming as a person. And so I started training with him again, long distance, then eventually moved here and found that was a much more visceral way to connect with people. And I got to see in a way you don't always get to as a writer. You get to see the transformation people are going through. You get to see the light bulb in their head as they learn physically a new thing, but also from the inside as they start to transform, change who they are. You get to see that. And that was so very rewarding. And so turned into my career.
So the self-confidence that you want to help instill as well as empowerment, is that what led to establishing the school?
Yeah. The gift that I have received through my training and, like James said, that we get to see the thousands of people that we've worked with respectively throughout our lives. People step into a new confident way of holding themselves and engaging in the world. It's been such a gift, and absolutely, we're excited. We just opened our new dojo here in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Quest Martial Arts, and that's a big piece of it. So we give people the physical skills to defend themselves in lots of different situations and from real violence and also maybe uncomfortable situations. So harassment or bullying, that's not physical violence yet, but we give people the tools to deal with those real life problems so they can feel like they are capable and in command of their life. And from that arises this sense of confidence and really joy and freedom that we see people develop in our programs. We work with kids all the way up through grandparents, and we see the same kind of results.
So you have youth and adult classes?
Yeah, we start as early as age 4 and all the way up. You know, some of our older students are, we have students in their late 70s that are training with us, so all ages.
So what's a typical class, say a youth class, what's the first class like?
Well, the first class, we want them to have this experience where they remember their capability of being confident and powerful. Now, some people will come in and they've already got that handled. They're super aware of their confidence, but not everybody. And so we want to remind everyone when they come in that that is a power we all have. Even if we've forgotten it, it exists on the inside. And so we take them through some physical steps where they get a chance to actually demonstrate that to themselves and to the world. Oh yeah, I can be powerful. I can be confident. Even if I've forgotten it, here's what it looks like physically. And once we get to manifest that physically, then we can kind of go through that transformation, remember that we have it on the inside. It really is a power that we possess.
And do you give folks exercises to take home with them between classes?
Absolutely. Our classes are 45 minutes each, and most folks come in twice a week for that regular paced learning. There are some dojo rats who are there every day doing the historical classes and the weapons classes and all of that. Most folks come in twice a week, 45 minutes a class, and we really recommend 15 minutes of what we call shadow boxing, or moving your body in space, practicing the moves by yourself. Our goal is to give self-defense skills for whatever body that a person has, right? Whatever body you have, that's the perfect body for you to learn to protect. So for some folks, once they start training and engaging in our program, they realize, hey, in order to do this well, I think I would like to be more flexible. And so those folks would incorporate some extra stretches into their program. Some people realize when they start our program, hey, you know, I'd feel really good if I had a little bit more muscle. And so they had some extra push-ups or come to one of our cardio kickboxing classes where we focus more on the fitness element. We find that when people begin our program, they get excited to change other parts of their lives, because they come in and they train with us, and we do a combination of games and skills, working with a training partner, pad holding, higher levels. We gear up and we do more kind of full force self-defense situation training with one another. But we find that folks want to make themselves better. So it's a really fun process.
Well, I know it's winter, but I saw on your website that you do have some summer camps that you're planning in the future.
Absolutely. So we'll run summer camps from the beginning of June all the way through August. Many of them will be inside our dojo. We'll be doing self-defense-based summer camps, fun historical training like shuriken, ninja stars, sword training with kids, obstacle courses as well. We teach wilderness survival skills, and so we'll be doing some outdoors camps as well, teaching kids how to make fire and find water, that kind of thing. So martial arts training, it's playful, right? It's fun. We're playing physically with our bodies and with lots of our ninja toys. But at the core of it, everything that we do, we're teaching real world self-defense and these empowerment skills, but it's kind of couched in play, which I think is important for kids in summer camps and in regular training, but for adults as well.
And where is the Cincinnati Quest Martial Arts School located?
We're in Springdale, right across the street from Tri-County Mall. It's 11711 Princeton Pike. And so we're right between, there's a La Rosa's Pizza and a Firehouse Sub. So, you know, really centrally located if you're in that northern Cincinnati area.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Johanna and James Morris from Cincinnati Quest Martial Arts. They're up in Springdale. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.